This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has praised Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as the two met on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Japan, calling him a friend of mine who has done a spectacular job. Trump said Saturday he appreciated Saudi Arabia's purchase of U.S. military equipment and said the prince has worked to open up his country with economic and social reforms. He also praised Saudi Arabia's crackdown on terrorist groups.
For a long time, there were questions as to whether or not Saudi Arabia and other countries were sponsoring terror. And I know when speaking to not only you, but your father, the king, a tremendous effort's been put on to go the exact opposite way.
Trump later meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping in an effort to restart trade negotiations between the countries that broke off last month. President Trump said that he is willing to meet North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, just to shake his hand and to say hello. At that working breakfast with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Trump said that he and Kim get along well and have a good working relationship.
It's good to get along because, frankly, if I didn't become president, you'd be right now in a war with North Korea. You'd be having a war right now with North Korea. And by the way, that's a certainty. That's not like maybe.
Kim has not commented officially on Trump's offer. If the two men did meet, it would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed Friday to hear a challenge to President Trump's effort to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that shields hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. A decision is expected next year at the height of the presidential campaign. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defended his civil rights